Beginning next year, the U.S. Treasury Department will change regulations affecting public employee retirement ages. Under the plan, those seeking retirement before the age of 55 will be penalized. But that's a problem for police and firefighters in Wisconsin. Current retirement age for them is 53 and 54, depending on years of service. The new retirement age would fall between 55 and 62. Jim Palmer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He says members are confused about the changes.
I'd say our office gets calls almost each and every day trying to get an idea of what's going on, how it will impact them, and they're really trying to make a real-life decision in terms of whether or not they should retire now and avoid the risk of having to work until they're 62.
Palmer fears that will lead to a mass retirement of police and firefighters avoiding changes to their pension plans.
And there will be a real shortage of officers and firefighters in the state.
Part of the issue is that all public employees in Wisconsin are enrolled in the Wisconsin retirement system instead of separate local plans based on occupation. If police and fire had their own pension systems, they'd likely qualify for an exemption from the minimum age requirement. Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin and Senator Herb Cole are asking the Treasury Department to address the situation. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.